Michelle Nichols is at the Adler Planetarium. She is the director of public observing there. Are we done with the Aurora Borealis, or are we going to get some more of that tonight?
For this current round, we are done. The solar activity is over, so no more for this one. But hey, we keep an eye out on the sun to see if something might happen in the future.
What do you see, like a sun explosion or something, and then you know in a day or so we're going to get the Borealis? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so that's kind of how it works. So there are spacecraft and telescopes that keep an eye on the sun, and what they look for is solar flare, so a burst of energy, and then a potential release of material into space, and we call that a coronal mass ejection. And they do all sorts of things, try to figure out how big is it, how powerful is it headed in our direction? And if so, when might it get here, and what might the effects might be, could be? And so there's a lot that goes into it. And we got really lucky the other night. That if people saw what happened, that does not happen often. It was really, really cool.
Corona mass ejection. That sounds naughty, but it was visible to us even in the Chicago area. Is it rare that it's that visible that far south, if you will?
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. It's maybe, well, when the sun goes through its peak cycle of activity, so we're just past the most current peak. We're talking that 11-year average cycle. We see more of these solar events that then can potentially give us the aurora at our latitude. But I'd say around the time of the peak, we might get the opportunity to see the aurora, I don't know, three or four times in a year, give or take. So this was a rare one. And not only was it relatively rare, to have it be naked eye visible in the city among all that light pollution, that was absolutely incredible.
Did you know it was going to be that incredible?
We knew it was going to be pretty good. We didn't know it was going to be that good. So the forecast was for our area to at least see it somewhere near the horizon. But I think what took everybody by surprise is how strong the geomagnetic effects were, the effects on the Earth's magnetic field and everything that happened. They saw the aurora as far south as El Salvador, which is 13 degrees north latitude. That's almost unheard of. And naked eye there, too. They actually saw it with just their eyes.
Obviously, the darker the sky, the better your chance of seeing it. So it would be extraordinary to see it in Chicago. Some folks did, but like my colleague Lisa Dent was out on her farm, which is well away from the city, and the pictures she took were just positively spectacular. I mean, green and orange and red just painted the sky at night. And it wasn't undulating so much. It wasn't like, you know, flapping like happens sometimes. But it was really bright. Somebody told me that when you take a picture of that, you might not see it in the black sky, but if you still take the picture, the camera on your phone will actually pick up the image. Is that correct?
That's true. And I would agree with Lisa's observation. I didn't see a lot of movement per se. I saw some colored blobs in the sky like appearing and disappearing. But I definitely saw the shapes with my eyes. I saw the red with my eyes. That actually showed up pretty well. The green, not so much. I mostly saw gray with my eyes. But the reason for all that is why our cameras and not necessarily our eyes. The human eye is just not as sensitive to color in the dark. And so when you're in the dark, you're using the sensors in your eyes that are more sensitive to like black, white, gray. You need a lot of color to show up and a lot of light, a lot of intensity to have your eyes register color. So auroras, you'll tend to see the wash in the sky. You might see the movement and the curtains and those shapes, but the color itself might not show up quite as well. And that's just what the human eye is capable of doing and not doing. So that's why I tell people, if you're going to try to find an aurora, if you have an idea that it might occur, use your camera and your phone and take a few 3-second images, scan the sky with it. It'll probably show up to your camera first before it shows up to your eyes. That's exactly what happened the other night.
It's nice to talk to you, Michelle. Anything going on at the planetarium you want our listeners to know about right now?
Oh, we've got our holiday time period is coming up, so keep on the lookout for some fun holiday activities between just after Thanksgiving and the holiday season. Wednesday night, Illinois resident discount night, so it's free general admission for Illinois residents. Come on and see us. Come see us in the observatory, too.
It's one of the great assets of Chicago, and Michelle is too, over at the Adler Planetarium. Michelle Nichols, always nice to talk to you, my friend, and a Neil Young Aurora Borealis. I want that on your phone, okay?
You got it. I will do that, John. Thank you.